Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right, CLO, this is from Zach in Harlem. Zach writes, I went to the casino with my friends. It was late, and the driver was tipsy, and we were all tired. So we stayed at the casino. My wife drove 3 hours to try and catch me doing something. We've been married for 13 years. Will this woman ever trust me?
No.
Never ever?
Ever? But, bruh, the driver was tipsy.
Yeah.
That's where I got kind of stuck at that story right there.
Thrown off.
Why is he driving?
Yeah, bruh. And where y'all going? Who got in the car with him anyway?
They all stay.
The driver tipsy. Bruh, that don't make no sense. You got some other problems. You have a judgment. You have lapse in judgment. That's probably why your wife came down. And let's go see what this stupid ass decided to do now. Because if you decide to get in the car with a drunk ass driver and all y'all tired and tipsy and you get in the car anyway, yeah, your wife, yeah.
That's why they stayed at the casino, All right, this is from moving on to Sheila in Chicago. Sheila writes, I messed up and cursed loudly and called my boyfriend a foul name during sex. He never heard me curse like that, so I was worried that it was a turnoff. Today he said he loved it and wants me to keep doing it. It's not my style. So what do I do?
You know what? People kill me when they do stuff and then talk about that ain't really my style. It was the other night. Oh, you funky blankety blank the blank blank blank. You's a strong old big old funky blank the blank blank blank. You blankety blankety blank blank blank. Baby, I like that last night. I don't know. That ain't even me.
Oh,
I don't know what came over me. What did I say? I can't believe I said that. Girl, bye.
So what does she do?
Stop lying. It is you. Stop lying. See, this is what I... what do you mean it ain't you? I cussed and called him a really foul name. And you know why you did that? Because he had done some things that evening that brought out a side of you that you may not even have known was there. It was there the whole time. It's just bring them out. You know, it just came out. And that's it. So congratulations. The new you is born.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's the new you.
All right, Sheila in Chicago. This one's from Baxter in Sunrise, CLO. He says, I had a friends with benefits relationship with a woman only because she didn't want a relationship. She told me she met someone, so we have to stop having sex. Why didn't she give me a shot at being her man? Was she just using me for sex?
Yeah, dog, you and... See, you call her a friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have met somebody else, and she said, now we have to stop having sex. Why didn't she give you a chance? Because you ain't the one. Dog, you can accept that.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had to accept that before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are not the one. Everybody has accepted that. Mm-hmm. It's all good, dog. Why ain't she give me a chance?
Right,
you said she was just a friend with benefit. You didn't act like you was interested.
Mm-hmm.
So was she using you just for sex? Wasn't that what you was doing with her?
Mm-hmm.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty.
Yes.
They keep trying to tell me that all you want to do is use me. and that's what didn't happen. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Don't even let that bother you, man.
But
the Bible says when a man finds the wife, he finds a good thing. Why don't you start looking for yours? If that's what you want a committed relationship, quit doing all this stuff for no reason at all. Uh-huh. You can do that. You can go find a wife, man. It's a lot of good women out there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go, Baxter and Sunrise. Moving on, last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is Amelia in Vegas. Amelia writes, my sister put her husband out, and he came to stay with me for a few days. We've known each other since age 4, and he's overweight.
Whoa. Shirley. I'm sorry. Start over.
Okay. This is from Amelia in Vegas. She said, my sister put her husband out, and he came to stay with me for a few days. We've known each other since age 4, and he's overweight, so she knows I don't want him. I was helping him out. Why is she mad and trying to turn the family against me?
You don't listen to me. Your sister put her husband out. You don't take him in.
Right.
What's the matter with you?
Right. You team sister. Yeah.
Yeah. If your sister put his fat ass out.
Oh, she said overweight.
Overweight. You know what that means, Shirley?
That means he's got a few pounds he needs to shed, or he could shed. Yeah.
Few.
Your sister put his fat ass out. You took his fat ass in.
That's the point.
Now you mad because your sister trying to turn the family against you. It ain't a hard turn. Because the whole family going, well, what are you doing over there? Now you trying to explain, she know I don't want him because he overweight. Why is he over there though? Yeah. Why did this man feel comfortable enough to turn to you? Why did your sister put him out? Obviously he did something to your sister. Now you going, boy, girl, that's aiding and abetting. You.
Where his sister and brother?
Hello?
She tried to justify it to CLO by saying they've known each other since they were 4 years old.
So I don't give a damn. You've known your sister your whole life.
Exactly.
From the moment one of y'all was born, y'all been together. And it don't nothing. You can't do that.
No,
you
no.
Dead wrong for that.
No.
I go stay over your sister's house. What? Man, please. I wish somebody would tell me, yeah, you did that to me, man. I'm going to go over there and get with your brother. You going to go get with my brother? Okay, when you get over there, you finna find out. You finna F around and find out.
Yeah.
That's
not
crazy.
A good look, Amelia in Vegas. So she said
baby,
she days.
Out of line.
Yeah.
She just out of line. Sister, you cannot do that. You got to side with your sister because he did something to get put out. Women don't just put me in out. You got to do something to get put out. No, what his fat ass did?
Overweight.
But he did something. Took his chubby ass down there and said something to somebody skinny, and it got back to her.
Coming up.
And she probably said, oh, no, your fat ass didn't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.